Hello and welcome to the HMEB podcast. I'm your host, David Cuff, the executive editor of HME Business, your source for news, trends, and insights into the home medical equipment industry. As we all know, COVID-19 has upended all sorts of practices within HME businesses. And one element that's seen a lot of change because of the public health emergency has been sales and sales management and sales strategy. And here to talk about all that today and how we're going to start, you know, approaching sales in 2021 is Ty Bello. You know Ty, he's the CEO of Team at Work Sales Coaching. And Ty, how you doing?
I'm good, David. Good to hear your voice. And thanks for doing this at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, likewise. It's great to hear from you as well. So, you know, let's dive in. You know, obviously we had a lot of change in 2020 with COVID-19. But with that change, we came up with some new business practices. What were some of the key lessons that HME sales professionals and managers learned in 2020?
Yeah, that's really a great question, because it really was a year of adaptation, you know, of change, right? Immediately COVID hit and there we were, not able to have access to the referral community like we always had. And now we had to change drastically. So that's the number one change that I think we took away from 2020, was face-to-face sales calls diminished tremendously. And depending on what state, literal state you were in, you had access still for a little while. But now as we're seeing this migrate across the United States, we're seeing the same thing that happened in the heavily impacted COVID, early COVID-19 states is now moving its way across the United States as well. So I think we had to learn that face-to-face sales calls cannot be the only tool that we have in our toolbox. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it always was, but you know, we did other things like in-services, absolutely. But now we had to learn a new word, virtual in services, which really was really good, really, really good, especially if you approached it with a plan and understood that an in-service face-to-face can be and should be different than a virtual in-service. Actually, a virtual in-service, I believe, is more problematic if you don't prepare than a face-to-face in-service. And then the sales reps, sales professionals, I will say this, prior to COVID-19 hitting, I think we had to understand, were you considered essential to the offices that you called on as a sales professional prior to COVID-19? Because if you were, then you might have been one of the very few that were out there that still had access to some of the offices, case management, and so forth. Now, whether that was face-to-face or not, probably not, but you were able to gain access to them by phone or email or other forms of reaching out to them, which mm-hmm. was great. So whether or not you were essential was another one of the big learnings I think we took away from 2020.
So what of the lessons that we learned in 2020, now that we're going into 2021, what are those lessons are going to apply in this new year? You know, what in other words, it sounds to me like we've got some, you know, we've got some good practices, like for instance, the virtual in-services, right? Like that might, you know, some discharge planners or whoever might really appreciate that. What are those lessons are going to last into 2021, and how about beyond that?
Yeah, well, that is a great follow-up question to it. And the truth is, every single thing that we just talked about from the first question absolutely is carrying over into 2021. Now, I'm not a prognosticator. No one's trying to be. We really don't know when we will be out of this. What I'd like to say right now is people are saying, you know, when we get to the new normal. Okay, we're not in a new normal right now. Right now we're traveling in a destination, right? This is the new environment that we are in, Approaching the new normal, but we have no idea what it's going to be. So face-to-faces will come back. Yes, to some degree. Do I know what degree? No, I do not. Will there be some places that do not allow face-to-faces at all moving forward? I'm going to prognosticate. Yes, there will be. They will have learned from 2020 that, man, we could do a lot of other things with these reps. They don't need to come in here face-to-face, and that takes away time from us. And oh my goodness, I as a doctor, I might be able to see more patients. And oh my goodness, that increases my bottom line. Oh, this is good. You don't know that yet, but I'm just going to be the devil's advocate there and say that could happen. So I believe all of those things. I believe phone, email, text, handwritten notes, all of the above, virtual in services. Again, I don't think they're going away. And, you know, we've got an article, David, you just read through an article that I wrote a couple of weeks ago for HME Business that's going to be coming out. We get into that a little bit more deeply in that article, but I believe that what we've experienced in 2020 is not going away anytime soon in 2021, and that we will continue to need to adapt to the methodologies that we use to reach the referral community with the products and services that we provide.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, let's take the inverse of that. Are there changes that sales organizations had to make in 2020 that you think are going to go away in 2021? And if so, what would those be?
Yeah, in all honesty, I don't. Well, yes. partially, I want to say no to it because I hope that they have this is why I'm saying it. I hope that they adapted to what took place in 2020, and they've adapted in such a way that what did work for them, they will not change. But the truth is, we are people that sometimes slip back into quote unquote habits. I'm not saying they're bad or they're good, but we slip back into habits. We slip back into routine. Mm-hmm. And we had to change our routine drastically. Now, listen, I've talked to several, I'm not going to mention numbers, but several providers all across the United States, weekly, some monthly, quarterly, dozens of them. And I got to tell you, for the most part, most providers came out of 2020 not just surviving, but thriving. Now, was it as good as it could have been without the pandemic? Probably not. But I think for the most part, we are an adaptive group. We really, really are as a community, number one, as an industry. I mean, think about what we've gone through over the years and what has taken place in our industry and how well we have adapted. Well, this was no different. We adapted really, really well. So to say this, I hope that the things that changed for us that were successful in 2020, we hold on to in 2021.
Well, that makes sense. Hopefully we'll shrug off the habits, right? You know, I'm kind of optimistic that, just broadly looking at HME, all the different, practices and protocols and procedures that providers have adopted will kind of stick around because there's been such an incredible level of efficiency gained from it. Going into 2021, what do you think HME sales managers are going to have to prioritize? Are there things that they should be doing in their sales planning or procedures that, you know, are particularly important for this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Without question. Look, we learned a lot in 2020. Let's not let go of the good things that we learned from it. Number one thing to me is accountability for the sales professional like never before. We experienced that in 2020 without question. And there were tools that were out there that really helped us, could have helped us if we grabbed onto them, and should help us going forward into 2021, like CRM, market data, right? And I always mention the name of the folks that I really like, these guys, Playmaker. I love what they do with that. Now, here's the deal, provider. This is, to me, working the way we did in 2019 or before without a CRM and without market data is like working in a world and still using a flip phone instead of an iPhone or an Android. We've got to graduate. We just have to graduate. The CRM is here to stay. Market data is here to stay and getting better and better every single year it gets out there. We need to be accountable to our sales reps need to be accountable. We need to know where they're going. We need to know the messaging. We need to understand all of those things. And we need to also, second to that point, we need to really look at ways to diversify and expand our product offering to the referral community. You know, we must be more focused, I think, today than ever before on things like outcomes. you know, and we need to go and work with providers, service providers, manufacturers that are out there that can help us deliver outcomes to the medical referral sources. And just an example, like on CPAP, we need to have a compliance program. We need to have a patient engagement program. We need to have a resupply program. And then when you look at home sleep testing, you look at overnight oximetry, you look at capnography. I mean, we need to have those programs to expand and grow our business. And I always like to work with the guys that I know, and I know what they're bringing to providers, like sleep coaches and Breathe. Those are just two providers that are out there that will help drive our compliance. Because again, that has got to be the new message in 2021 as we go out there to these referral to the referral community and try to gain their trust and move them with us as we try to grow our business into 2021.
Got it. And it's interesting looking at these practices, because it's you know, the more you know, you look at outcomes and things like that and patient compliance and all that, it's value that the provider brings to the referral partner. Obviously there's the therapeutic benefit, right? But that, them being able to quantify how well these patients are doing and then give that to the physician, and then the physician's able to put that in front of the funding source on their side, that stuff is worth its weight in gold. And I would imagine it almost helps the provider become part of that referral partner's care and business practice.
Absolutely, it does. And we, you know, I'm going to give a plug for our article coming up, but that is exactly where we need to migrate to. And it's written in that article very, very clearly.
Got it. Okay. So now let's talk about one of the softer side, but actually probably one of the most important sides, aspects of sales management in 2021. And that's the human element. You know, this is you've got a profession that involves people and making personal connections. And they've had an entire year practically where they haven't been able to do that. Has that presented sales management with a challenge, or going into 2021, or maybe we've got an opportunity? Maybe I'm understanding this wrong. I don't know. What's your kind of assessment when it comes to the human part of this equation?
Yeah, there is no other way to say that 2020 was a challenge to us as providers with our sales team. Absolutely, hands down. Regardless of where you were at in your state at any given time throughout the year, we've all had to go through different things. Everybody has. But in light of that, it has also created tremendous opportunity for us. You know, it's never easy for change, never easy to change. Salespeople, the sales process, never easy to change. The pandemic, bad. I hope we never have to experience something like this again. 100 years from now, I pray those people don't have to go through it again either, right? The 100-year virus or whatever. But this gave us the opportunity, like we've been saying, to change and to adapt and to grow. And so the tremendous opportunity for sales leader here is accountability. It's also the sales process. It's also coaching. It's also measuring metrics. It's the cadence. It's then the messaging and the value add that we bring to the referral community. I think 2020 was very revealing to what we actually were doing relative to sales, not just community outreach, okay? Because there are individuals that go out on sales calls, but it is community outreach. It's not sales. It's community outreach. And that is not our role by any means as a sales professional for 30 years in this industry. We are out there to sell. Now, sell everything every day? No, absolutely not. We build relationships. We do other things as well, without question. But I believe this, what we experienced, as hard as it has been an opportunity for us. And to be able to see what our experience was before, change in 2020, and now take that with us. Because here's the deal. The change is not over. It's just not. There will be more coming, and we just have no idea what that's going to be like. But all in all, David, I'm pretty proud of our industry. We did a really good job.
That's a great way to put it. I think that we really did. I looking back, at some of the early podcast interviews and articles that we did when the pandemic really started hitting, it was pretty impressive how much a lot of providers already had their A game going. You know, they already had plans and responses worked up because to address the pandemic when it was still an unknown. So yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, okay, Ty. So we've covered a lot of ground here. Any kind of parting bits of advice for providers when it comes to their sales planning for 2021?
Yeah, the only other word that I haven't used so far is to stay flexible, right? Stay flexible with what might happen, could happen in your marketplace, and really give yourself the opportunity to be able to structure your sales effort by developing a strong sales and marketing strategic plan for 2021. I know, end of January already. We're already 1/12 of the way into the year. It is still not too late to develop a strong strategic sales and marketing plan for your team, hold them accountable, develop the sales process, coach them, develop metrics, understand the cadence, the messaging, and the value add that you're going to bring to the referral community. And I believe 2021 will be an amazing year for you.
Yeah. And that word flexibility, boy, that's one that's coming up a lot in my life. I keep looking at things that worked like say 6 months ago. And then it's like, well, I think we might need to tweak this a little bit, you know, and it's definitely that whole change management thing is going to be a real muscle that providers are probably going to have to flex for a while now. But then we've been here before, haven't we? This is an industry that's filled with change. You know, reimbursement, technology, healthcare. However you look at it, there's always something in flux.
Exactly.
Okay, so and Ty, you mentioned a couple things that I want to speak on real quick, and that's one, this article that you wrote. It's great, The Essential Standout Sales Approach for 2021. So everybody in the audience, keep an eye out for that. It'll probably be going up in about a week, and if you don't see it online, don't worry. It's also going to be in the Jan-Feb print edition and digital flipbook. So one way or the other, you'll get to see this plan that Ty's kind of outlined, and it's great stuff. And then in addition to that, Ty's got a webinar going on with us on February 10. That one's sponsored by Playmaker, and it's very similar to this, but much more in depth. It's sort of the sales approach for 2021, and then lessons that we took from 2020. But it goes way deeper. I've seen the slides, and it's got some great stuff. And there's also some audience participation. You've got some polls in there as well, Ty, if I'm not mistaken.
We do. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Keep them engaged. It's going to be some fun. Got some great questions to challenge your thought process as where you're at today and where you're going to head tomorrow. So I think it's going to be good for everybody. Sales reps, sales professionals, sales leaders, management, and owners absolutely should tune into that webinar.
There you go. And because it's sponsored, that means admission is free. So check that out on the website. Again, that's hme-business.com. And just click on the webinars tab. Or if you're super fast, you can go hme-business.com/webinars. And that'll get you right to it. And then registration takes like 30 seconds and you're off and running. So, all right. Well, Ty, I appreciate you taking all the time to do this interview and provide some information and kind of queue up some great sales content here.
Dave, thank you so much for one, having me on here, but thanks so much for just being that resource throughout the entire year last year that I know HME providers can rely on. It's consistent. It's always thorough. You bring some great people in to do speaking and webinars and articles, and you're just leading a great and dynamic team and doing a great job. We really appreciate you.
Oh man, that is so nice to hear. And all I can say is thanks back at you, because Ty, obviously sitting on the editorial advisory board, you're a key part of that. So I couldn't do it without you. That is for sure. Okay. Don't forget to rate and review the HME Business Podcast. And please, if you haven't already, make sure to click the subscribe button so that you get every new episode. Remember, you keep listening and we will keep posting. And if you want to stay on top of everything that's happening in the industry, make sure to check out our website. Again, that address, hme-business.com, and subscribe to eSource, our weekly e-newsletter service there. And in fact, lately we've been having a ton of special editions coming out on eSource. So that's always a good thing to find in your inbox. And then if you haven't done so, make sure to subscribe to the print magazine there as well. And if you can't get print editions, we also distribute a digital flip book that you can download as a PDF. I keep it all on my laptop now these days. Of course, you can follow us on social media. We're at HME Business on both Facebook and Twitter, and I'm at Post Acute News on Twitter. Lastly, if you have any feedback, suggestions, or requests, don't be afraid to reach out to me via Twitter. Again, that's at Post Acute News, or you can hit me up via email. My address is DKO. P as in Paul, F as in Franklin, at 1105media.com. Thank you all very much for listening. We'll keep covering compelling topics like this one. But for now, goodbye until the next HMEB podcast.